A 13-year-old victim of sexual interference told a Guelph court Tuesday a Tavistock man she looked up to made the selfish choice to steal her childhood on New Year's Eve 2022. The victim's impact statement was read out in court Tuesday as part of sentencing submissions in the case involving Ronald Chesney. Chesney pleaded guilty to sexual interference of a minor in Wellington North last July. His sentence is scheduled to be rendered on March 24. There is a publication ban on information that could identify the victim. When he pleaded guilty, a statement was read into the court which noted Chesney was seen on video grabbing the crotch of the victim. The statement, which was read aloud by Crown Attorney Ajay Gooman, details the trauma the victim has encountered in the wake of the incident, which happened at a home. She said Chesney was a person of trust in her life. "I thought it was normal when you commented on my clothes and the way my body looked in those clothes," the statement read. "I can't sleep at night 'cause I have to deal with PTSD. I feel your hands touching me everywhere on my body." The victim added she has trust issues, and while she can go to therapy and talk about her feelings, that never takes away the feeling of his hands or the pain and suffering she feels. She noted Chesney grabbed her arms so hard, it left red marks, and she didn't think anything of it until she reflected on it later on. "I'll never be able to have a normal life because of your selfish actions." Defense attorney Ken Byers is asking for a 3-month jail sentence to be served on weekends, noting Chesney has a new job and doesn't want to jeopardize his employment. He is also asking for an order so Chesney isn't allowed to attend anywhere anyone under 16 could reasonably be, including public parks and swimming pools. He said Chesney is a first-time offender, adding the actions were instantaneous and spontaneous, with no planning involved, and he regrets doing it. Byers also said Chesney was impaired by alcohol at the time. The Crown is seeking a 4-month jail sentence, along with 2 years of probation with conditions, a DNA order and a 5-year weapons ban. As for the involvement of alcohol, Gooman said, "That might explain his actions, but it does not excuse him of those actions." Chesney was asked if he wanted to address the court. Byers stepped in and indicated Chesney was very remorseful of the incident and its impact.